This podcast replay is brought to you by A. Lenny Locksmith Services. From lockouts to lock changes for home or business, car key replacements, and programming for all model cars. 24 hours a day, go to the website at alennylocksmith.com.
And so this is their way of doing it. You know what I mean? But here's my point to all of this. There is no pressure now in May. There's nothing right now happening in May that's going to decide anything in September, October, November, December, and January, and early February when the Dolphins are in Arizona winning the Super Bowl. So none of this matters in the big picture. It doesn't dictate what's going to happen. These are just practices. Tua's the starter. Bridgewater will be a terrific backup. His mind is great to have there as a backup for Tua and extra eyes to see something that Tua may not see with his experience. That's it. Tua's the man. He will be the man. He'll be fine. Teddy will be terrific in the role that he's in. He's in a role that he's supposed to be in, and he can excel in, the backup quarterback. That's what he is. Don't look into it any more than that. But I get it. Some of you out there, you need to try to justify your disbelief in Tua, your doubts in Tua, right? Because a lot of you already have made that commitment. So some of you are wondering, well, Teddy will justify my whole thing about Tua. And that's not going to happen. And then Tua will end up having success. And those of you that, you know, you're trying to throw the narrative out there, oh, there's all this pressure on Tua. And it's really not that. It's just that you want him to fail. So it kind of justifies your prediction that you thought he was going to fail, right? But that's all right. When Tua succeeds, I will have a blast slamming all of you idiots that said he wasn't the quarterback. That's all. It's pretty simple. And I'm taking names and I'm calling you all out. So be prepared to be thoroughly embarrassed, because I'm going to do it. So that's fine. But that's all this is. People looking into all this crap and reading too much into a Teddy Bridgewater pass or creating some kind of narrative out there for Tua to just build up pressure and all that. There's pressure on all 32 quarterbacks, dude. Justin Fields has a ton of pressure because he wants to be the starter. And maybe he didn't get the proper opportunity last year. Trey Lance is hoping that Jimmy Garoppolo is traded so he can play and justify it. Garoppolo has pressure because nobody's believing in him. They aren't lining up to trade for him. There's pressure everywhere, man. Every quarterback has pressure. Aaron Rodgers has pressure. He's only got one championship throughout his entire tenure, and he's considered one of the greatest ever. Right? And if you're a GOAT, you want more. Russell Wilson got traded to Denver. Now he's got to justify that trade. And how do you do that? By winning a Super Bowl. Everyone has pressure. To try to create this thing like it's one person that has more pressure than another, that's bullcrap, dude. Deshaun Watson's been away from football for a couple of years now. He's got pressure. Everybody lives with pressure. Okay? In every league, and every player, there is a level of pressure. So to try to create that there's more for one player or another, this, sure, you can say there's maybe a little bit more for one or another, but either way, they all are in the same boat, man. So it's just something that people want to create to try to justify their own arguments.